This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Probably, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're enjoying yourself too, because I don't know if anyone could have imagined or anticipated this kind of instant chemistry between you and Josh. I mean, this can't all be the result of you guys playing a video game and hitting it off. But what do you, I mean, what do you make of how quickly this has come together?
I feel like as of right now, it's kind of early on. You know, we only in game two, so we got a whole lot of work to do. But if anything, I can say I can give it all the credit to Josh and his consistency and his effort in practice, his effort in the games. You know, as far as like doing all the right things and, you know, really grinding day in and day out for us to get on the same page and kind of just grow as one, you know, not just with me, but with all the receivers and all his teammates. I kind of give all the credit to really Josh.
Is it frightening that, you know, you say it's two games in, you're leading the league and, you know, you're both leading the league in yards and all this stuff. I mean, is it frightening that it's only game two?
Not necessarily. I just say like, it's like super early, you know, people kind of like, ring the bell when it's super early. I have another conversation with you game 16 or like game 17, you know. So right now it's early, you know. I kind of like don't really get caught up too much in that type of stuff because, you know, things can change fast. And just try to be consistent day in and day out and worry about the task at hand. And that's getting better in practice and executing at a high level.
And the last thing I want to ask you, you're probably not familiar with this, but Jalen Ramsey and Josh have had a feud ever since Jalen Ramsey said in a magazine interview about 2 years ago, he referred to Josh Allen as, and I'm going to use the word he used, trash. What do you make of that?
I wasn't here. I mean, I don't really know too much of what happened or what took place or what year that was. But I guess it's just, you know, how it is football talk, you know, and I kind of like, really don't pay it no mind, I guess, just because I just focus on my job and doing everything in my power to help my quarterback out. I don't know too much about the feud or whatever took place, but just trying to play ball.
Thank you.
No problem.
Hey, Stephon, good to see you. We heard from Brian Daboll on Monday, and he brought up a moment in the game when John Brown went on the headset and basically told Josh to feed 14 because it was kind of like your time when you were taking over, and then how you went back and said, no, we got to get Cole involved. We got to get John involved. For you guys, it seems like the chemistry is already there. How difficult is it, I guess, for an opposing defense to try and stop three receivers who are all producing at kind of this level?
Like I say, you know, John Brown's probably one of the more underappreciated, underrated receivers in the league. And it kind of like gives you, I guess, that conversation that you had with Coach Daboll, like kind of like shows you, like it's not fake, it's for real. You know, the guys that's in that room, and in my room at least, we're not selfish guys, you know, especially not me. You know, it's going to come a time in games where John Brown going to have to eat. You know, Cole Beasley's going to have to eat. Gabe Davis going to have to eat, you know. And it's just going to have to be that way. You know, guys going to have to play at a high level, you know, and they go out each and every day and they display that in practice. So it's no surprise when it happens in games. But it just shows that, you know, we're all in this thing together. We're all trying to push everybody forward. And, you know, having success isn't just part of it. It's just one guy's thing, you know. We all have success as one. So more unselfishness than anything.
Hey, Steph. You've gone up against lots of great corners since you've been in the NFL. You get to go up against one every single day in Trey White. So being in the league now for a few years, what is it that makes Trey White such an elite corner?
He's smart. He's instinctive. He makes plays on the ball. You know, we be jawing at each other every day in practice. I'll be telling him to get his hands on one. Then on the game day, I'm not surprised when he's around the ball or he gets his hands on the ball. I hold him to a high standard, too. I say, you owe me like two picks at this point. It's been two games, so trying to get a pick a game. But he's been around the ball. He's been active. But I just say he's smart. He's instinctive. He knows what he's going to get. He's disciplined with his technique. And he got a knack for the ball. So finding corners that have a knack for the ball, that's always around the ball, they're hard to find. So he's good.
And then we just heard from Josh, and he said that this team isn't going to shy away from targeting Jalen Ramsey, and they're going to take what the defense gives them. So with that, you played against Jalen Ramsey. I think it was in 2016 when you were on the Vikings. Yeah. What do you think of that matchup just coming up again?
I played him in a little bit of a different scheme. I think Jacksonville played a lot more man back then. Different scheme, you know, same player. He's damn good. Everybody knows that. As far as like shying away, you know, this is football at the end of the day. We don't really shy away from anything, you know. But I would just say trusting Josh's decision making. You know, each play is going to be big because, you know, he's been playing some good football. You know, we trust him to make the decision and put the ball wherever it needs to go. And, you know, just taking what the defense gives you. You know, you want to reach for anything or try to force anything. You're just going to take what you give them and let the game come to you. I can't hear you, big guy. I think you're muted.
Sorry. Hey, Stephon, John Scott. I wanted to continue the Jalen Ramsey thing. Just when you're facing anyone of that caliber, whether the ball's coming to you or not, do you get different feeling being against the elite of the elite opposite just from a competitive standpoint?
Say that again.
When you're going up against someone of that caliber, considered or at least being paid as the highest in league history at his position, do you get an extra, the juice is going a little bit, or do the competitive fires burn a little stronger when you're facing someone of that caliber?
No, I mean, since my rookie year, I've been seeing the best corners in the league. Since I came in the game, I done played against everybody. You know, I done played at Richard Sherman when he was in Seattle. I done been against Patrick Peterson. I done been against, I would say, Darius Slay. You know, I've been against a lot of good guys. You know, he's damn good. You know, he's a damn good corner, especially now he highest pick. Congratulations to him. But I've been seeing the best corners in the league since I stepped in the league. So as far as, like, extra juices for him, I wouldn't say that, but you always want to be at the top of your game, just like any game. You know, I don't go in against Miami preparing with the mindset of this Miami and this guy doesn't make as much money, so I don't have any juice. So I wouldn't say that it's like the juice factor because I just want to come in and execute at a high level, no matter who's in front of me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.